perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and a beautiful Sunday morning to you. Thank you for inviting me to your homes on this beautiful Sunday morning. Yes, you are my friends, and I try to show myself friendly. You remember the Bible said, if you want friends, then show yourself friendly. So we try to be friendly. We try to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ in song and in message just for you. Well, let's go right back right now. Listen to this song right here. And this one says, I got leaving on my mind.
The old house I'm living in, well, it's need repair. The windows and the shutters letting in the cold, cold air. Well, I say to myself, I need to fix them. When I can get some time, but all I've been getting lately is leaving all my mind. Lately all I've got is leaving all my mind. You know, it seems that's all I've been thinking about. Most of the time, that soon and very soon I'll leave this old world so far behind. And lately I've got leaving all the mind.
You know, so many people, they say, why don't you get out of there and go find you a better place to live? Oh, but I just can't seem to get excited about this old world and what it's got to give. I couldn't care less if I could buy it all with a solitary dime. Oh, what good would a world do me with this leaving all my mind? Lately all I've got is leaving all. You know, that's all that I've been thinking about. Most of the time, how that soon and very soon I'll leave this whole world so far behind. And lately I've got me found.
Well, we never know where we're going to slip out of this life, and lately I got leaving on my mind. Well, I'm not in no hurry to go, but I am ready to go. And when I go, it's going to be a glorious time. I remember that Rusty Goodman did that song just before he expired and went home to be with the Lord. But to die is gain, but to live is Christ. So we're glad that we're able to present the broadcast to you. Thank you, James and Louise, for the nice card you sent and the appreciation card. We think about Arvin and Doris. We hope that Arvin's doing much better. We think about Barry and Patty Harper and the church that they're pastoring up at Barger Springs. If you get up that way, you need to go in and see Barry. Barry and Patty are doing a great work up there. And then also Ernie and Betty Joe. And I was thinking this week, I always say, and the youngins. Well, the youngins are up and married, and little Ern, he's married, and Tamara, she's down in, way down in, South Carolina or North Carolina, somewhere down in there. She's married, and they're not little youngins anymore. We grow up and go out. And so we're always thinking about them. We thank you for dropping us a card this week, and saying that you appreciate us. That means a lot to us to know that people appreciate you. Well, without any more to do, let's go now and let Martha do this song. And this one said, this is just what heaven means to me.
A country where no twilight shadows deepen, an ending day where night will never be. A city where the storm clouds cannot gather. All this is just what heaven means to me. What will it be?
We'll be having Pastor Appreciation Sunday this Sunday. Randy Sargent will be speaking for me over at our church at James Chapel and also at Painter's Chapel. And I appreciate them, and they appreciate us. We have a wonderful time there worshiping and magnifying the Lord together. So this is Appreciation Sunday, so we appreciate them. We appreciate our church and what our church means to us, and they appreciate us. And that means so much to me, is just a card saying, hey, I appreciate you, And I love you, and that means a whole lot to us. So let's go right back now and do this song right here. And this one says, The Wall of Prayer.
Freedom is coming, drums all coming down from God out of heaven. The walls are of jasper, the gates are of pearl, the streets of pure gold. He tells of a pure river of life that flows from the throne. And when we have reached that beautiful place, we're known as we're known. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. If you leave me standing here on this earth, just wait by the river. It's such a good place for us to meet over there. And after I find you, let's go see Jesus. Then let's go find our dad and mother. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore.
Well, Martha does that song a lot, but you like it, so we keep playing the songs that you like. And after all, that we're not men pleasers, but we like to know that when we do a broadcast, we do what we enjoy doing and what you enjoy hearing. And most of all, just magnifying the Lord here at 7 o'clock every Sunday morning. We've been on this station for many years now, and our voice will be silent one day. But until then, we're just going to keep carrying on with your help and your support. We just continue to go on. Now, there's many people that I could call their names here on the radio broadcast, but it would just take the whole 30 minutes to do that. And if I didn't call your name, it doesn't mean that I'm not thinking about you, that we're not appreciative to you, but we just can't name all the names on one broadcast. So we appreciate you, and we hope that you're doing well, and we're praying for you, and we covet your prayers. We need your prayers. We need your prayers every day of our life. We need your prayers. We're not getting any younger. We're getting older. We have our problems just like you do. We're not problem-free. But the Lord knows our situation, He knows your situation, and He knows everything about us. So let's just continue to pray, and let's not get our minds up on a lot of things. Just get our minds up on the Lord, and if He be for you, I've always said this, if He be for you, then who in this world can be against you, okay? Let's go right back now and listen to this song right here. Hope you enjoy this.
I'm not all an eagle tree. I'm nothing on my own. I make mistakes, I often slip. Just common flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday just what I say. I'm of a special kind. When He was on the cross,
The look of love was on his face. Thorns were on his head. Blood was on his scarlet robe, stained a crimson red. Though his eyes was on the crowd that day, looked ahead in time. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. He knew me, yet he
said, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Will Rogers once made the statement, all people are my friends. Now all I need to do is meet them. The psalmist David in chapter 23, the great chapter of the Bible, said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup, it runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's a friend. I know that God is my friend. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. He said, the Lord is my friend. And there is no greater relationship than to have a friend. The Bible said that Jesus gave his life, and no greater love hath any man than to give his life for a friend. My friend, you see, I got to know you. I got to know you by means of radio. I got to know you from the pulpit. I got to know you as I met you on the sidewalk. I knew you because someone introduced me to you one day. We were friends. The only thing now we had to do is meet. I am sure and aware that you have been my friend. And I trust today that I've been your friend. You see, the pastor that is pastoring you is not only the pastor, but he's your friend. He's there when you're sick. He's there when your loved ones are sick. He's there when your loved ones are changing worlds. He's there to marry your daughters. He's there to baptize your babies. You see, the pastor is more than a pastor, because, you see, the pastor is your friend. Your husband, he's not only the husband, he's your friend. He's the one that's there when you're sick. He's the one who is there when you need attention. He's there because he's your friend. I know that the laws by marriage has brought you and he together and you've become one. But he's not your husband. He's your friend. Because, you see, a friend will stick closer than a brother. I've watched it down through life. I've watched husbands as they sit beside their wife while she is changing worlds, while she is sick. I've also watched the wife as she is set by his side. We were at Duke University, and we were discussing changing worlds. How should the husband react, and how would the wife react, and how would the pastor fit into the situation? And we kind of tossed it about, and there were many things said and many plans that were made at the time that this was happening. I sat there, I listened very cautiously, and then I said, well, just be there for them, and that's all that you can do. I stood by the bedside of a dying mother, and all I could do was be there. My hands were tied. I just simply showed myself as a friend. And you know, when people are in those situations, they need a friend. They need someone who will stick closer than a brother. No wonder the great song was written, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. And what a privilege it is just to take them to our Lord in prayer. You see, your husband, he's your friend. He's your husband, but he's yet your friend. A wife, she's your friend. Husband, that wife of yours is one of the best friends that you will ever know. She's there with you in the hard times. She's there with you when you're smiling, when you're crying. She's there with you when you go through your struggles, because she's standing closer than you really realize. She loves you, and because she loves you, she becomes your friend. Even though there may be hard feelings between families, and there is a lot of hard feelings today, and families have been separated because of ill feelings. But you know, when the chips are down, that brother will be there for you. I have four boys, and they don't always see eye to eye. They don't always get along like they ought to. They're brothers. I had one brother, and I didn't like having to wear the old hand-me-downs, and I thought that they showed him more respect and concern than they did me, because he was older. He got by with more things than I did, but I love my brother. My brother died at the age of 58 years old as an alcoholic. And you know, the only thing that I have regretted in life that I did not have the opportunity to tell him, Earl, I loved you. I know that you were an alcoholic. I knew that you were struggling, going through situations, but I was your friend. I stood by you. I loved you. Even though I didn't sit down and actually tell him that, he was my friend. I respected him. I looked up to him. But you see, my brother was my friend. My father, the greatest friend that I ever had. I never realized what I really had. The value that laid before me was my father until he's changing worlds. And when I stood by his bedside, and the doctor has told me that the kidneys are failing and that my dad is just about ready to leave this world, all of a sudden I realize I'm losing one of the greatest friends I ever had. You see, my father was the one who loved me. My father and mother was the ones who cared for me. I had troubles, I could go to them. When I had problems, I could go to them. They understood me. They knew me better than I even knew myself. And I stood there as my dad is changing worlds. I'll never forget the very last words, and I've told this for many years. The last words my father told me was, I'm now going home to see my Lord. So you see, I believe that. My father, my greatest friend. I was diagnosed with cancer back in 91. I sat in the doctor's office, and the doctor told me, you have cancer, and we're going to have to either operate or either have to treat it or just leave it alone. And you know what came to my mind? If my father was only there, if I could just talk with him, because, you see, I relied upon his great wisdom. You know, I miss my father. There's not a day that goes by that I don't miss my father. But he was a friend. He was the one who I could go fishing with, and the one I could sit down and talk to.
Many times in my childhood, when I traveled so far, by nightfall, just how weary I had grown. Father's arms would slip around me, and he'd gently say, my child, we are going home. Going home.
The twilight, it is fading. This day soon shall end. Lord, I get homesick the farther I roam. Oh, but the Father, He has led me each step of the way, and now I am going home.
Wrote a song many years, and he said, I'll never get out of this world alive. We realize the Bible said it's appointed unto man once to die, after death the judgment. But I asked the question this morning, are you fully ready to meet God? That's one of the most important questions that we will face in life. Are we ready to meet God? You can get ready in a split second, in a moment. The moment you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now that's scripture, and I believe it, and I rely on it, because one day I'll slip from this life, and I want to be ready. Are you ready? Father, we pray for that one that's lost without you. We pray for that one that's sick. We pray for those who are paying and praying to keep this broadcast going out over the airway. We don't know who's listening. We don't know who is tuned our way, but Lord, they didn't do it by chance. They did it because you had a reason. And that reason was that we might be able to reach into their homes, their automobiles, the convalescent places, the penitentiaries, wherever they are, to tell them there is something to believe in, and that something is truly Jesus Christ. Well, friend, I appreciate you. I appreciate your help. I appreciate your support. Will you sit down this week and write to me? I definitely need to hear from you. But until the same time next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Old friend, after all of these years, just old friend.
You've been listening to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. That's, again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.
Like a rare piece of gold, my old friend.